Hi, this is Nina at XPO Logistics giving you a call back. May I have your order number to pull your account?
Okay. Order number. Okay. It's 1120596632 59.
Okay, accessing that number. And this says Brian Kaloa?
Yeah.
Kaleo. Okay, and you're Brian?
Well, I'm the wife.
Okay, and what is your first name?
Nita.
Miss Nita, could you verify the delivery address and email?
165 Mission Hill Way. Address is bcaleo@sbcglobal.net.
You said B as in boy, C-O-L-A-O, at sbcglobal.net?
Yes.
Okay, and then I see call contractor for call ahead. His name is Tim.
Yeah, so that happened yesterday. So nobody delivered on the day that it was supposed to be delivered, which was Tuesday, and then they assured me that it was going to come in the morning, and I told them I had to be out of the house by noon because I was flying out. Then they said 1 o'clock, so then I had to have my handyman stay there. And he left at 3 o'clock, and apparently they must have called him, the contractor handyman, and then he said they just left the stuff in the garage, and so there's no installation. So I need to know, when can someone come out and do the installation, because this has just been a mess up from the very beginning. We're not happy, and we were going to go ahead and just cancel everything, but then he had already showed up. And dropped it all off with the handyman because we were flying, so we didn't get that until later. And so the handyman had to come all the way back, and it didn't come until 5 o'clock. So not only was the window time not right, the day wasn't right, and it was. I've planned this for months. And, so my husband wanted to cancel everything, but now that we have all the appliances sitting in our garage, now what? We need them all to be installed. We paid for the installation. My handyman was there to help out, and I'm paying him. So now I've been paying him hourly for something that I shouldn't even be doing. So I need to know, when can an actual professional installer that can install all three appliances come out? And I don't know.
So
if Best Buy or I don't know. You know, I thought I was dealing with Best Buy, but I guess you guys are the delivery people. I don't know. I just know that this is not right, and then I can't. I'm back in Dallas, and I want to go talk to the manager at Best Buy in Dallas, but of course, you know, nobody lets you go in, so you can't talk to anybody unless it's on the phone, and their wait time is 45 minutes, and then somebody called me back, and they hung up. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm at this point, I'm at my wit's end.
Okay, so they deliver the fridge,
the washer and dryer and the refrigerator, and it's sitting in my garage, and it was delivered at 5 o'clock, and the window was Tuesday. Then Wednesday morning, 7 to 10, and then 10 o'clock rolled, then 1 o'clock rolled, then my handyman, I guess he left and they must've called him. Then he had to come back because we were, flying by the time all that happened, or else my husband was like, I would have just wish you would have just sent them on their way and just told them don't even bother. So now we have the appliances, but they're sitting in our garage.
Requesting installation for
ASAP.
Washer.
I'm not even going to sit there and wait, some in 2 or 3 weeks, because I got to make sure these appliances work. And that all the accessories are with them and stuff. So I don't want to delay on this at all. And I talked to Alma. I've been communicating with Alma for the last couple of days. And then she was calling, you know, whoever supervisor at Best Buy and this and that. I mean, a lot of middlemen, and still never got it, you know, and then got curbside delivery basically, which adamantly I said no. And in the notes, it said no, paid for installation, needs installation, and, you know.
So we didn't, so we delivered, not Best Buy.
I'm assuming, I don't know, because y'all were the ones that called and said, you know, with what happened, I guess on Tuesday, somebody called and said they were coming in 45 minutes. And so, okay. And then he called and said that his truck or something had stalled. I don't know. And he said, we're going to have to reschedule. And I said, no. I said, listen, we can't reschedule. Reschedule someone else's delivery. You have to get my stuff in today. He said he'd call me back. I tried to call him back. It went straight to voicemail. Then Alma called to reschedule. So that's why I you guys are involved. She called to reschedule, and I had to explain to her the whole situation about not being able to reschedule, needed it that day. That day didn't work. Then she promised, you know, 7 to 10 a.m. delivery. 10 o'clock rolls around. Nobody shows. Then she said they're en route. It may be 1 o'clock, which I knew 1 o'clock meant, you know, never. So my handyman said, I'll stay here for you. Okay. Until, you know, until 3. He had to leave at 3. So apparently...
May I call the, reach out to the technician, see can we get you rescheduled?
Yeah, whatever you want and call me back. But yeah, at this point, I'm about to have him come back and pick it all up, and we're just going to go with, you know, Lowe's. I mean, at this point, I'm fit to be tied.
I wouldn't do that, ma'am, because the delay would be even longer.
I know. Well, that's why. We already got it. That's what I'm saying. Had we been there when they came and just dropped it off, my husband would have just said, No, because the whole thing is, I don't know anybody that drops off 3 huge appliances and then doesn't have installation. I paid for the installation. Installation is part of it, or whatever I paid for, in case they have to, you know, do anything extra or whatever.
Okay. I need to call the technician, ma'am. May I place you on a brief hold to do that?
Sure.
Thank you.